I have the pleasure of sitting in with Norbern girls basketball coach Michael Locke. Had a couple of games to talk about, and I'll let him do that. Overall record 15-4, conference record 4-1. And good evening, coach.
Good evening. How are you?
Pretty good. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Overall record 15-4, not too shabby.
No, pretty proud of our girls right now at Norbern. They're really playing hard. We've had some bumps here and there, and some games we haven't played real well that we've pulled out some wins, but we're in our CLA conference tournament, and it's kind of a fun to be a part of this conference. There's a lot of good teams in our conference, and it's really competitive, and Tina does a good job of hosting our tournament, and just really proud to say we get to play for a championship tomorrow night. But I'll start off with Monday. We played Southwest Ludlow on Monday, and it's a team that we've seen three times this year. We played them earlier in the year before Christmas, and we had beaten them. And then we played them just on Saturday of this last weekend over in the Keechville Tournament Championship, and they beat us. And so this was the third time we've seen them this year on Monday. And, you know, there wasn't much time to practice between Saturday and turn around to play them again on Monday. And we just didn't do a good job handling the ball Saturday. So we practiced a little bit Sunday and worked on, you know, what our game plan was, and the girls really did do a good job executing on Monday, and we knocked off Southwest. I think the final was we beat them 36-28. My leading scorers that game, Austin Baxter, our post player, had 8, and Katie Wood, a freshman, who come in and did a really good job for us. Southwest has a good couple really good players. Maritza Chavez is a girl that kind of gives us fits, and Katie come in there, a freshman girl. Got Rich in a couple fouls really quick to kind of get her out of the game. And I believe we were down 2 to start the fourth quarter, and we ended up winning by 8. The girls just dug in, and it was just something, there's just something about them. They don't like losing. They fought and they clawed, and they found a way to win by 8, and just really proud of them. I know when we played them Saturday, we just had a lot of turnovers, and we still had some on Monday, but not as much, and it was a difference in the game. And, you know, to win that game was good for us, especially after just losing to them 2 days ago. And then we're the 2 seed, and we played Northwestern girls, who were the 3 seed, on Wednesday and played really well. We scored the ball really well. We've had kind of a little bit of trouble scoring the basketball, but we put up 69 points to their 42. And, you know, we went into a halftime. I think we were up 14 and playing pretty good. And then third quarter, we played really good. I believe we were up 26 or 28 entering the fourth quarter. So felt pretty good, felt comfortable with our lead. And Morgan Baxter played a wonderful game. She didn't play at all the fourth quarter. She's a sophomore for me. She scored 20. Maddie Piper scored 9. Maddie's also a sophomore. Michaela Coach is a junior with 9. Hannah Manster is a freshman with 7. Megan Shannon's a junior with 5. Nellie Finley and Whitney Rimmer are both freshmen. They scored 4. Austin, a junior, had 4 points. Katie Wood, a freshman, had 3. Megan Mertensmeyer, a sophomore, had 2. And Angie Hamilton, a senior, my lonesome senior, had 2. So, you know, we're fairly young. You can tell I have 1 senior on the team, and Angie Hamilton, who's a good leader, and just excited to get the chance. We won the conference last year and then won the tournament last year in overtime. And just to get a chance, you know, after some of the girls that we lost, just to see this young group trying to gel and trying to come together, and a chance to win another conference title would be great. But Hardin Central, we've had our trouble with them. We've played them twice this year. We played them over in their tournament championship, and they got us by 14. And then regular season, we traveled to Hardin, and they beat us by 4. So, I mean, they've had our number. Like you said, we're 15-4, and 2 of our losses have come to them. So, you know, I just sure hope our girls show up tomorrow night ready to play and focus and know that they can beat them. It's going to be hard. Coach Lehman does a wonderful job with the girls over there. He's a super basketball coach. And, you know, just the chance to get to play him again. I remember we lost the game over there. It was January 14th or something when we lost that game. And we were in the locker room afterwards. I said, girls, the only chance all year you're going to have a chance to play these girls again if you can find a way to work your way through the bracket. Well, we've worked our way through the bracket, and Hardin's the 1 seed, and you know, maybe hopefully the pressure's on them and not us, and we can go out and perform.
Now, you brought up also, now, Hardin Central game, I do want to reiterate, Hardin Central game is tomorrow night, correct, Coach?
Yeah, that's a championship game over at Kina. We play at 6:15, and, you know, they got a good girls team. They've got a foreign exchange girl that's playing really well right now. She can jump out of the gym almost, and Olivia Ellis, who I feel is like, you know, one of the best players in our conference, we have trouble with her. She scores the ball well against us. So we just got to do a good job of defending. You know, we usually do a good job of defending. We don't give up 50 points very often. And anytime you can do that, I feel like you have a chance to win. And I think the two times we've played Hardin this year, they've been at 44 exactly both times. And we've got to do a little better job of that, try to keep them in the 30s if we can and score the basketball ourselves. And we've had trouble with their press the last couple times. Our coach Lehman has the girls pressing and really aggressive with us, and we've had a little trouble with that. But hopefully, these last month or so, and playing a few different teams and that have tried to man us, and we've had some success against them. Hopefully, that'll pay off for our girls tomorrow night, and time will tell. But it's sure a neat environment. I know we've got to play in the championship game last year, and we have another chance this year, and it's so neat at Tina. They just have that aura. You go there, and it's shoulder to shoulder. People are sitting all around the gym. It's really neat. It's a really neat environment. I'm just so proud that our girls get a chance to play in this thing, and I hope that they show up ready to play and give Norbert a chance to come out on top. Because, like I said, Arden's had our number twice already this year, and we've got to do things a little different. So I know we'll try our best. I know our girls will play as hard as they can. That's one thing I can always promise you. Our girls will leave everything they got on the floor. And win or lose, it's not going to be lack of effort, because we dive after the ball every time, or we do our best in rebounding, kicking, and going. So just really blessed to have a good group of girls and that work hard. And, you know, we're just excited. It's another opportunity. The season's getting close. It's winding down. We only have one more week in the regular season, and then district play. So, you know, I guess what else more could you ask for? You get to play in a game with a little bit of pressure on the line and see if you can perform.
All right, Coach. And we did talk about your overall record is 15-4. Do you want to let everyone out there know your conference record is 4-1? How are you thinking districts are looking for your team?
Well, we had our seeding meeting Monday of this week, and our girls are the number one seed. So, that's just the number, and sometimes that puts, you know, pressure on you. We've been the one seed the last couple years, and, you know, we get a bye the first round because we only have 7 teams in our district, and then we play the winner of Northwestern and Tina, who we've already seen a couple times this year. So the road's not easy, and I know that because we make a lot of mistakes as a young basketball team. We tend to turn the ball over a little bit more than I feel that we should, but the girls just work so hard, and I get so mad at them sometimes. You can tell by my voice, I could just straining from yelling at them sometimes, but they just try so hard, and I love every one of them. They're a good group of kids. Their parents are great. They support the program, and, you know, we'll just keep working, and hopefully things will go our way tomorrow night and next week and into the district tournament, and, you know, when we bow out, when it's time to be done, it won't be from a lack of effort, because these girls absolutely play as hard as they can.
All right, Coach. And before we end, I do have to redeem myself. A couple of weeks ago, I interviewed you, and I asked you how the health of your team was. It was fabulous at the time. You were knocking on wood. You had to find wood. You knocked on it. Then you came back. I had spoken with you again. You had some illness on your team. So I'm going to ask you, are the girls all healthy?
Well, right now they are. And I remember that, too, because I was like, oh, my gosh, I remember – she asked me that on the interview, and then, yeah, we went through a little bit of the flu and a little bit of stuff, but, yeah, you know, for the most part, you know, we've got some colds here and there, and, you know, everybody's kind of tired this year, and the tournament makes for a long week, so everybody's kind of tired, and, you know, everybody's got the Valentine's Day stuff going on, so they're worried about their boyfriends, but
right.
Health-wise, we're good. Maybe the chocolate everybody got everybody will heal everybody, and we'll be ready to roll tomorrow.
All right, Coach, is there anything else you'd like to add tonight?
No, just thanks for what you guys do. I know our girls, you know, they look forward to listening to it. And hopefully we play well tomorrow night and give ourselves a chance to win. And just really excited to have the opportunity.
All right, Coach Michael Locke, Norbern Girls basketball coach, having had a couple of games this past week, having another game against Hardin Central tomorrow night. Do appreciate it, Michael. Thank you so much.
Thank you, and we'll visit with you next Friday.